We are with Kenny from the National Weather Services, and good morning, Kenny. How was your Thanksgiving holiday?
Oh, it was great. Thank you. Hope yours was good, too.
Did you actually get to enjoy a day off, or, you know, you guys are 24/7 duty. Who had the duty? Who had to ride the desk during the holiday?
I had to. I was working day shift, but still got together to do it in the evening, so can't complain too much.
Very good.
Absolutely. So, pretty chilly lead up to today, but looks like we're getting a little bit of a warmer week, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. You know, we were pretty warm yesterday, but we had a kind of an Arctic front kind of slide through overnight, and we're going to have a pretty chilly day today. Actually, North Platte's only going to see a high of 30, which kind of just kind of sneaks up on us as a cold day, but you're correct, though. We're going to warm up nicely tomorrow and Wednesday as we get in the mid-50s in the North Platte area. One more cool down on Thursday. It looks like upper 30s. But then another nice weekend coming up, again, mid-50s, Friday through Sunday. So, and through that whole time, we're also going to remain dry. So, that's what we're looking at all the way in through the weekend.
What does your crystal ball say on the longer range forecast? And who's got what number in the pool on when we have our first snow?
Well, you could probably say that it's going to probably change quite a bit. Maybe after we get through this weekend, we're definitely going to get a colder temperatures, upper trough. I wouldn't be surprised if we get a day early the next week, where we could maybe see some snow across parts of the area. So, unfortunately, you know, you get these nice warm-ups, but usually you got a pretty good cool-down coming
right
along at some point. So, yep, it looks like maybe that 10th to the 15th of December, we might see some sort of snow come through here.
Now, the local waterfowl hunters, they're hoping for another Arctic push, at least down into the Dakotas, to move some birds this way. Do you see that happening anytime soon?
Probably up there. It looks like it's probably going to get a decent amount colder up there as we get into the next few weeks. Certainly a possibility. So that could certainly, like you say, bring those birds down this way.
That'll help.
Yeah, well, 8:36 a.m. And thinking about, this week, just I would imagine for early December, the highs of 52 and 54, that's got to be a tad above normal temperatures for this time of year, right?
It is. The normal high for today is 46. So there's going to be days this week where we're probably, you know, maybe a good 10 degrees above normal. So we definitely can enjoy that.
And it seems like we'll be no stranger to the sun as well.
Right. I think most days we should get a decent amount of sun, which is nice, too. So plenty to enjoy. You know, if anybody's got any outdoor Christmas lights to put up or displays, you got plenty of good days to pick from, it looks like, in through the weekend. So,
and very good, sir.
For the most part, the wind should stay down, correct?
Yeah, they'll stay down pretty well today, tomorrow. Could get a little bit breezy on Wednesday. On Wednesday, as we kind of continue to warm up on that day. But no real high winds, though. Just some breezy winds at times, looks like, into the next weekend.
All right, fantastic. Well, Kenny, anything else you'd like our listeners to know about this week or the near future's upcoming weather?
Nope, just really looks pretty nice weather for the next week, but, you know, always be prepared for changes in the weather, which looks like could come our way as early as a week from now, so.
Fantastic.
Well, yeah, it's Nebraska. We always have that possibility of change.
Exactly. Uh-huh.
All right, well, Kenny, we appreciate the time for you calling us up and chatting with us about the weather here this morning, and we hope you have a good week, and we'll talk to you next Monday, the 9th.
Oh, pleasure. Thank you very much.